Greg and Dan Show at WMBD. I was mentioning it a little bit ago. Coming up this weekend on Sunday at the Pear Marquette Hotel, the beautiful Marriott Pear, in the Grand Ballroom, will be the third annual Peoria Hair and Fashion Showcase, put on by our friend AJ and company, A Sharp Effect Salon. I went last year, I got to tell you, I told the story to you, AJ. First of all, good morning, good to see you.
Good morning.
I told you the story a while ago. When I saw you a few months ago, I went to that begrudgingly last year, to be honest with you, because it's not my cup of tea, right? I'm thinking, Yvonne asked me to go, so I was like, I'll go. I had a blast. It was so fun. It was so fun. I want everybody to come to this. And this year, you asked me to be MC or co-MC.
Yes.
And so me and Nikki Romaine will be up there. I have no idea how to do this. So
we
here
are
we
so
go. Here
you.
We go.
Here we go. Yes, indeed. So,
that man is Brian. Brian is an AJ, our husband wife, the Yarboroughs. It's good to see both of you.
Good.
Are you
yes,
ready
sir.
For this, buddy? You ready?
Oh, man. I'm ready for December 12th.
You said in an email to me that I needed to drop it like it's hot.
I did.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, I heard that over here.
I dropped it back in 76 and broke it in a million pieces, and I haven't been able to get it back since then. So tell people what this is about. Why do you do this?
Yeah, it's a passion. You know, hair is my passion. I've been in this industry for, oh my gosh, almost 20 years.
Nice.
And I've always, you know, growing up, gone to the different hair shows in the city. I'm from the East Coast, so I've been to Atlanta and Philly and all of those shows across there. And it's just always been a sight to see. And it's always been a passion of mine to bring that here.
It's really wonderful. Mm-hmm. It is a overwhelming sight, sound, beauty. Cool fashions maybe you've never seen before, hair you maybe never seen done that way before.
Yes.
It's cool. It is really cool. Yes.
You have no problem letting the men know that it's for them too.
No,
that
fellas,
they can
I'm telling
enjoy
you,
it as well. Fellas,
you will have a blast.
Come with your wife or girlfriend or whatever, and you will have a blast. As I sat last year, Brian, I'm looking across the runway, the big old runway that's going down the middle, and there's a really sharp looking dude across the way. I'm like, who is that guy? And it turned out it was Chief Echevarria. And the chief was there. We can all go, right?
We can all go.
He's a man's man.
Yeah, he's going to hit the stage this time.
Oh. Is he really?
Get ready. Now, that's a firm commitment, Chief.
Is he really?
He is going to.
How do we get tickets?
Oh, we got some surprises for you on that stage on Sunday. So you can get tickets now at 309tix.com.
T-I-X.
T-I-X, 309tix.com. Yes. And it's Sunday. It really opens at 3, right, because there's some vendors
and things. From 3 to about 4:30, 4:45, you'll be able to arrive, enjoy all the vendors, get some Christmas shopping done.
Yeah, no kidding.
Get food, drink, mingle with all the people, and then the doors will open for the show at about 4:45.
Yeah.
And then the show starts probably at 5:00.
I will not be able to hold it back. I will not be able to hold it back, Brian.
I hope not.
Don't let it go.
I will be in a mood for you, okay? Can I get in a mood? I'm kind of in that mood right now.
Yes, I want the Greg from the comedy shows. That's the Greg I want.
You want me to bring my coconut?
Man, all hail Greg's big nut.
Thank you. That's a punchline to a joke I do.
Oh, my gosh.
Tell me something. She doesn't know that story.
No, she doesn't.
Let's surprise her then. Let's surprise her. Hey, real quick, Brian. I know you're also involved in doing some stuff for kids for Christmas. Real quick, tell me that story.
Years ago, we started collecting presents and doing things for Thanksgiving, Christmas, and whatnot. So now what I do is dress up like Santa, and I find the kids that are in like relocation programs, hiding from abuse. And I show up as Santa with a bag full of presents.
Nice.
They know Santa's not going to find them. They're hiding from their own parents. You know what I mean? So when Santa shows up, it's something special. So we're really emphasizing that. And the chief, Eric, he's helping me out this year with finding more families like that. And then our overflow goes to like the Crisis Nursery, Southside Mission. I was still giving out presents clear to the 28th of last December.
Good for you.
Wow. So we have a lot of fun doing it. Yeah. It's its own reward. If you want to get involved, it's it's santashelperpeoria23@gmail.com. Right. Just reach out there, and we'd love to take care of you if you're in need.
Well, thank you for doing that. I can't wait to be with you guys at the show on Sunday.
Yes.
And folks, fellas, fellas, come on, come on.
It's for y'all
it's
too. I'm telling you,
it's for everybody.
This is date night.
It's a family friendly show as well.
I don't want to. Yeah, it's very family friendly. But also, I want to say this in a very. This is you're looking at really cool things. And really beautiful models, both men and women. It's really wildly entertaining.
Yeah. And before Christmas, you're not going to find these gifts anywhere else. You want a standout, amazing gift. You want a picture where the head comes out of the frame with hair. You come see us. Come see us. We got those. We got them on lock.
309tix.com, the third annual Peoria Hair and Fashion Show this Sunday at the Pair Marquette. Good to see you both.
You too.
Yes, sir.
Merry Christmas.